Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Starless Sister Diaries.
Brought to you by your favourite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray.
And Amber Lowe. Yes!
Oh, we got it right.
Yeah, we did. And this, why are you rocking?
I don't know. I'm just going to stop. Carry on.
And this month, we are joined by the beautiful Joy!
Oh my God, what an intro!
Thank you for coming onto the pod.
All right, I'm happy to be up here. I feel a part of the family.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Part of the fam.
I love that.
I feel, yeah, it is a family podcast.
It is a family podcast.
You're part of the fam.
Another cousin.
Why did we never think of that? Yes, you are.
You should join our team and give us these ideas and call our guest cousins.
Yes, I'm another cousin.
I love it.
How have you been?
All right. Yeah, I've been good. I've had a bit of IBS over the past couple of days.
Oh, sorry.
I have a little bit of a stomach flu, but I'm all right. I'm just getting by. I've started to do that whole food diary thing, so I'm just like eating that.
Seeing what's like triggering.
Yes.
So is it a new thing now?
Do you know what? I've been suffering from it for probably about a year or so, maybe 1 to 2 years. But sometimes it's bad. And then other times it's like a little bit okay. So I went through a process of, is it cheese?
Right.
I was like, nah, because sometimes I eat a pizza and I'm fine. Other times I eat pizza and I'm shit myself for like 24 hours. So it's really dependent.
No, that is me. Because I'm lactose intolerant and I'm like, oh, mac and cheese. And I go home and I'm like,
should I really have eaten that mac and cheese? And it's funny as well, because like everyone who's lactose intolerant, they always risk it.
One lactose intolerant person that actually follows the rules of not eating dairy.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, you guys, especially when you're at a function, you're at a barbecue, someone's brought mac and cheese.
How can I not have it? I think it's rude if I don't try it.
Like, you happy?
I love it.
Yeah, so... with me, so I went through the whole cheese thing, is it that? And then more so recently, I've discovered that it's actually chili, which is an absolute pain.
No.
So like no jerk for me. I can't even have a penne arrabbiata at Vapiano's. It's that bad. So yeah.
That is so sad. I think that's worse than being like
curries as well. So
everything
even,
has to be so bland.
Even
basically.
If I don't have a Scotch bonnet in it, even like the seasoning, so like the mild curry powder, you look on the back and it's got pepper in it. I've got I don't know. Like at the minute it's really, really sensitive. So I'm gonna try and do a bit of a gut cleanse. This is basically like my everything that's going on in my life.
We just went straight into it.
Well, do you know what? This is the longest you can talk about your health, because in the GP, they would have hung up the phone by now.
I mean, in it.
They'd be like, okay, chilly, yeah, bye.
I've just got all of that going on, like side to the side. But other than that, like work's been really good. Like I can't complain.
Anyone doesn't know, by the way, you may recognise Jords' voice. And that is because Jords is, introduce yourself.
So I do voiceovers. Oh. I do radio and presenting, hosting, bit of everything.
You have the like, quote unquote, voice for radio. Voice for voiceover. I love it.
You've got to say that.
When I found you for the first time, saw you on TikTok, and I was it's her.
That was literally my reaction. I was like, because you never think about the face behind the voice or the person behind the voice. It's just a voice.
Mm.
So you never think about who that person could be. Yeah. And then it was you. And then I was like, oh my God, I've never seen the person behind any voice before. Like this is, and then I was obsessed.
No, literally.
And I'll be there like copying all of them. Family Guy on ITV2, 9 p.m.
I love the fact that you have to do them like back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And you got the smile on.
It's a lot.
Do you know what I love though? It's the slight changes. Because I feel like we've got the ear so we can hear it. And it's like all those little changes make such a difference.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is when you have a script in front of you, and especially more so when you're with a company or a production company that don't really know the direction that they really want to take it to.
Right.
So you'll have your suggestions, they'll have their suggestions, then you're merging the suggestions together. And then at the end of it, they're literally chopping and changing between loads of different takes that you've done. So it's really, really interesting to see how the slightest change can affect the whole of the script. And I think that's one of the things that is really, I think, cool about doing voiceovers is the way that things can change just by the way you pronounce something or the little like inflections that you put on certain words. And yeah, I mean, I'm still learning as the days go by, which is one of the things which is amazing about being and working in kind of the voiceover industry is that every job is going to be different and you're always going to be learning something new from it. So yeah, it's great. I love it. I recommend it to everyone.
How did you get into it?
Job,
So I have been doing radio for like 4 years, coming up to 5 years now, doing presenting, kind of the YouTube stuff, done a few like interviews and stuff for like UK Gossip TV once upon a time. And I think for me, it was kind of like a natural progression. And when I had one of my friends that said to me, oh yeah, I'm going to go and do like a little voiceover course and it's with this company, I was like, do you know what? Let me do that as well.
I'm going to jump on the bandwagon.
Like, it could be a bit of me. So I went on this course. I think it was like 2 hours long. You learn about the way that your voice sounds, where it's placed, what it would be suited for. Because as well, you got to know whether you're going to be like animation or whether you're going to be more like radio or commercials. And then as soon as you've kind of figured that out, it's just about kind of auditioning, getting your name out there and trying to, you know, make something of yourself as a voiceover artist. So I went into it pretty blind, spent a good kind of 6 to 8 months or so emailing agents, trying to get kind of work in from elsewhere, managed to book 3 jobs. And I think after about the 8 months of like sending, I don't even know how many hundreds of emails to loads of different agents in London, I think I woke up January the 3rd, 2020. So last year, after having a dream about my voiceover agents, I literally had a dream about my voiceover agents.
Oh my God.
Their name came to my mind in the dream. I woke up and I was like, I've got to email them.
It's a Raven moment.
It was a Raven moment. Like... It was like a...
Wait, can I ask? So when the name came, had you heard of them before?
Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't like random.
Yeah,
okay,
I emailed them before, got no reply. None of them replied back to me.
Do they ever?
Only to say sorry, unfortunately.
Even
not
if
this
that,
time.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, literally. So I emailed them on the 3rd of January last year, and by the 6th, they was just like, well, we'll take you on. So it was
amazing.
Yeah.
But one thing that I will say as well is it's, you know, I mean, in the radio industry, I've been doing that for like 4 years. And still, like, I still want to get to where I want to get to. I still want to get onto like a bigger station. Some things can happen a little bit sooner. Some things take its time. So one thing that I'll always say is just don't give up and keep pushing, because it can happen at any moment, which is amazing.
Yeah, things happen when they're supposed to happen.
Yeah. It's all about the time.
Literally. And you don't even realise it just happens. And you're like, oh my God, I'm right in the middle of what I wanted. Like, this is exactly what I wanted. You don't realise that you're in the middle of it until you should actually sit down and you're like, hang on. I wanted to do that and I'm doing it. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. This is mad.
It's nuts. Because I even like bumped into one of my friends. Well, she's not a friend. She's an acquaintance. But we work.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
Hang on. She's not my friend. I need to demote her.
Rude.
Someone that I know. I wouldn't really call a friend. Do you know? I love that.
Like, I've got her number, but have we actually exchanged a conversation
via WhatsApp
in the past 12 months? Probably not. An acquaintance, but not to disregard her as a human being. Like, she's great. We're just not friends. But anyway, ran into her this morning in Oxford Circus, and she was just like, oh my God, the last time that I saw you, you just quit your job and you was like doing voiceovers and presenting as like a full-time thing. And like, it's amazing to see how much has changed in the 2 years. And it's only when someone says to you, you sit back and you're like, shit, I actually managed to swing it and do a couple of things. So yeah, it is good. You do have to take risks, definitely.
Oh, in this industry. 100%. Yeah.
It's all about taking risks.
Because if you don't take the risk, then you don't know. It's like, if you don't try, you don't know, then you always like not get something.
Yeah. But is that quitting the job thing? Like, I hear a lot of people say that, like, I quit my job and then, you know, things
but
just
I think
worked
that's
out.
What gives you the, like, kick up the arse.
Because it has to,
like,
right?
You have to make this fucking work. I need to pay my bills.
Well, this is it. It gives you the kick of the arse. And it's like, if you've got that drive in you, then it's going to drive you even further, knowing that you haven't got anything to fall back onto.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. 100%.
Because me and Prinny, we talk all day, every day, literally on FaceTime. Like, it's just mad. Literally in each other's pockets. And today, again, we was on the phone. And she was like, I think we need to give ourselves some accolades. I think we need to sit down.
I just had a moment.
Like, deep, like the things that we've achieved and we want. And we sat down, we was like, fucking hell, we've done a lot. But I feel like when you're in this kind of industry, you're always looking for like the next thing. Because you're like, okay, I've got this, cool. What's the next thing? And you don't sit down and think, hello, I've done this, I've done this, I've done that, I've just started, da 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 da. And it's like, I think we need to give ourselves a bit more credit for like the work
definitely
that we do.
Definitely, because you can get lost. You can get lost in the whole thing of it. And I think especially when you look at things like social media and everything, like everything is just in your face all the time. Everyone's achievements are in your face all the time. Everyone's wins are in your face all the time. That you can sometimes get sidetracked by preying what somebody else is doing and thinking, oh, shit, like, why am I not there? Or why haven't I achieved it? Why aren't I being called to do that job or whatever? And like you say, like, it is until either somebody says something or you take a moment to sit back and go, damn, like, I've done all these, I've accomplished all these things. And it might not necessarily be like crazy huge things. It could even be just like personal things yourself that you set out that you wanted to achieve. And I think it is really important to, like you say, have those moments where you sit back and you're like, damn, I'm doing this.
We're like big on like celebrating small wins.
Yeah.
We're like, we got an email back, let's go for a fucking drink.
Yes. Abby, let's get the points in.
We have to celebrate them.
Yeah.
But to your point about like looking at what other people are doing, it's funny how you'll be checking for someone else, but you don't realize how many people are checking
for
you.
You.
Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I wish I could do what George was doing and da da da. Like,
and you know, which is why I always try and be very kind of linear and very clear about the journey and about the process and about, you know, the struggles and trials and tribulations of being in this industry, because it isn't all plain sailing. And I'm very aware of people that we can all go onto somebody's Insta page and just see the best and best of everything. But that also, that there are also downfalls. Like, I think I put a TikTok up or two even about, I done like an audition back end of last year for a KFC voiceover. I didn't get it. And it went to somebody with a Northern accent instead, because that's the road that they wanted to go down. And I put up the KFC advert. And at the end of it, I said, I didn't get this. But I think it's important to show people that you win some, you lose some. Yeah. There's so many voiceover jobs that I've gone for that I haven't got. Same with kind of like radio and presenting. So I think it's really important to show both sides of it, to give that realistic expectation, because we live in a society where everything's just the glitz and the glamour and the showing off and all of that.
God,
that
tell
it's,
me about
it's
it.
Real to see the honesty, which is why I also try and be honest about who I am as a person when it comes to, like, I've got this going on with my body right now and it's annoying, because I think some people just see image and don't, like, you know, compartmentalize the fact that there can be stuff that's going on behind all of that. So, I think that's something that I always try and kind of be, I always try and be real with myself and real with other people when they ask me certain questions about things, and just in general as well, I try and show all aspects of me when it comes to my personality, what I go through and the wins and also the not so wins.
Yes. I like that.
Not so wins. Do you know what? I always feel like there's something to learn from the L as well.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, there's always something to learn. You need the setbacks. Because it then
makes you like regroup. You're like, let me go back. Mm-hmm. Let's do this again. Let's figure it out. All right, where am I going?
Exactly.
You need that. Because if you're just like win, 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 win,
You almost take it for granted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to learn from? You can't learn from anything if everything you're doing is just right and everything gets you somewhere.
In a crazy sort of way, like even with like, I'm taking it so far left, but even with Anthony Joshua, even with him, like, you know, not winning on his fights and stuff, it's like, you know, people see him as a machine.
Yeah.
They see him as a system that is built to just win, 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 win. So I think it's really, well, not only is it humbling, but it's also very realistic for us to even look at something like that and the way that he's handled the situation with such grace and elegance.
Yeah.
But also to show people that you can have setbacks.
Yeah.
But watch when I come back.
Yeah.
Because y'all gonna know about it.
It's just like not letting those setbacks to like keep you back.
Yeah.
Like push you more forward.
Or trying to define you as like as a person or whatever.
Agree.
Yeah.
Because not everyone's strong enough, to be honest, to deal with setbacks.
Oh, no. You need to have like thick skin. You need, do you know, oh my God, this is, it just reminds me of what my dad always says.
Oh, yeah.
You need to like know the same way you like yes.
Yes.
Right.
So when I was younger and like, you know, he's like, can I play out? And it's like, no. And it's like, you're getting mad. It's like, why are you getting upset? Like, no, the way you like yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh. Okay.
Because then you're never really going to be
that upset about the no's. Mm.
Exactly. I always see things, which is why I got it tattooed on my back. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I just see that if I don't get a job or something that I want in general, then that it just wasn't that time.
Yeah.
And the time's
key.
Coming. Bigger so I try coming. And, you know, I try and see it as that so that I don't then get so hung up about it.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I'm big on that whole, like, everything happens for a reason. And you never understand it in the moment. It's only when you look back, you're like, that wasn't supposed to happen because that happened and that happened because this happened and it all kind of falls into place.
Yeah.
So there's no need to worry. Everything will be all right. And whether it's, like, your dream, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we have things that we look for and you have a dream, but that might not actually be what is for you.
Exactly,
and you end up somewhere else and you're like, shit, I was thinking about the wrong thing. Like, this panned out and that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite similar. Like, our journey, we started doing this yappa 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 on this mic podcasting and we're doing so many different things that we never even thought or saw.
Yeah. Like, when we started this, we did not think we would get into the things that
we're
into
at all.
And it's like, how the fuck we get
here? No, but it's
but I'm
so
loving
good.
It.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And it's just allowing life to take the routes that it decides to take and you just being free and open and accepting of it. And I think that's one of the greatest things about it as well, about being optimistic and about allowing kind of like greatness to happen in its own due course, is that it's free flowing. And then you get moments, like you said, where you're like, okay, this is happening. Like, this is kind of cool.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's so bizarro. It's so weird.
We love it. We love the moments.
Yeah.
Right. We need to get into this because me and Amber, like she said, we talk all the time. And, you know, we're like, George is coming. Let's do our research. And then we're doing our research. And we just couldn't get past one thing.
What?
We just...
Oh, no. What is it going to be?
It's the body.
Oh,
I'm just like,
what is the secret?
I just feel like,
oh my God.
I was trying to read the captions on the Instagram, but I'm distracted.
No.
I don't know where you're performing or presenting. It's the body.
Crush. How do you do it?
Okay. Well,
if y'all don't know,
foremost,
firstly, get to
go to her Instagram.
Literally, you wouldn't
know.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell now.
Sorry, George, I have to, but the body.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
If you're sleeping, wake up and smell the fucking coffee right now.
Do you know what? I would say partly genetics.
Okay.
I do train a lot.
How many times a week?
I mean, it pretty much depends on how busy my schedule is. I try for 5 times
a week. Yeah.
I try for five.
Okay.
But it can be anywhere between 3 and 5.
Okay.
I do boxing.
You deserve it.
I do. Thanks.
You deserve 5 days.
That's a lot.
If you're going to the gym 5 days and your body doesn't look that good, just stop going.
No, but you know what? Like, it's really nice for you guys to say that, but I do have my body hang-ups as well.
I'm sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm going through a moment where I'm just like, like, I've put on weight because I went on holiday, and ever since I came back from holiday, I've still been scoffing my face. And then just being a woman as well.
Yeah.
Oh. Like I think we often overlook, because I think I sat down with my mum the other day and I was looking at pictures of me when I was like 18 and then 21 and then 25 and then what I am now. And I was like to my mum, like, shit, I've really gone up and down in my weight. And if you scroll back, you'll be able to see it as well.
See like, it,
I've fluctuated so much. And my mum was like, George, we're women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit happens. And I think sometimes we don't give we don't give enough credit to ourselves for like, we go through so much. Like not only
especially
do we have periods every single month, like emotions, stress, so many different things can, you know, affect our hormones and how we store fat, basically. Yeah. So for me, it's just I try and eat as best as I can. I still drink on the weekends. I ain't gonna lie.
On the weekends, not like us.
During the week, no. But if I go to an event, it is quite hard. So I would say I do live pretty much a normal life. I ain't strict when it comes to. I'm not strict to a tea.
Yeah.
Like I wish I could, you know, be like that, but that's not the case. But I do try and make up for it by training. Yeah.
5 days.
I do try. Yeah.
I recently cancelled my gym membership because I have been paying for it for the past 2 years. Not going.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
Well, I signed up a couple months ago and haven't been.
No, it was, I think it was your Antigua pictures.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to make it my screensaver. You're my inspo.
Do you know what? Gym. I do get people that will say like, oh, have you had a BBL? I actually had a guy that asked me and I was just
that is fucking rude because you know how much work you must put in and then someone say, is it a BBL? I'll fucking wish.
I had a guy. Yeah, no, I wish.
And it's always men in women's business.
Do you know? Like, he asked me, it was at an event as well. He was like, oh, like, have you had it? And
what?
I was like, wait till you see me when I'm sat down and you see my gut.
Does he know you?
I said, if I had a BBL, I wouldn't have this gut every time I sat down.
Yeah.
Did he know you? Like, are you familiar?
Not too much.
How
yeah, like I know him, but it's.
I think it's very brave. I'll be like,
it is
someone.
Brave. Yeah, it is.
To do that.
Yeah, it is. But
it's always men. It's always men. Do you know, our last episode was called "Men in Women's Business."
Because they're always in there.
They're always in our business. Like, who asked you?
Well, funny you say that because I was picking up a curry that I shouldn't have been eating the other day, a Penang. And I walked into the restaurant to go and pick it up, and I was standing there like at the whatever you call it, the desk. And there was a guy that was sat down having a pint with his missus, I'm only assuming here. And I said, oh yeah, my name's Jordan, I'm just here to pick up my food. And then he goes, Jordan, is that your name? And I was like, yeah. And he went, very masculine name for such a pretty girl. And I went,
go away.
I literally was just like, well, the name Jordan can be either a guy or a girl. You can be whoever you want to be and be called Jordan or any other name for that matter. And he went, oh, I realised I said that wrong, didn't I? Oh, yeah. Right, I've missed. And then she was just sat there just going, oh, God. And I was like, yeah, you have. And he's like, oh, well, my name's Tony. And I suppose, yeah, that could be a guy and a girl. And I said, well, yeah, because my girl cousin is called Tony. T-O-N-I. Yes. and then he was just so, like, he literally didn't even know what to say. Because I'll call it out. If I hear bullshit, I'll just say it. Move on. I'm not going to cause a scene. I'll tell you about yourself quickly and then we'll move on. I will still say, hope you enjoy your pint. Hope you have a nice meal. But in the process, I will tell you that don't be doing those things.
Like,
you
people
know?
Are just too familiar.
Yeah, people are fast. Yeah. People are so fast.
So it's like, drink a little pint with your girl, bruv. Like, get out of my business.
Get out of
like,
my business. Yeah, but do you know what? Like, not that you should excuse sometimes, but I just thought to myself, do you know what?
You have to pick
they're
your battles.
They were just from a different generation. Like I feel like our generation, we're really hot on that type of stuff. Whereas, you know, in his, I'm guessing just by looking at him, he's a lot older than me. So I kind of just thought, you know what? Like maybe he doesn't know, and he was just, you know, trying to pay a compliment in some kind of weird sort of way. So I'll take that. But I'll also say we don't do those things in 2021. So, you know, but it is what it is. As long as he's kind of like walked away from that knowing, you know, what to do in the future, then that's good with me.
But again, is that men? Like, no woman would be like, oh.
Some do.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course they do. Some girls will be brazen and ask questions and stuff. But I don't know. Like,
I'm
it's
not
just
a brave girl like that. Yeah. I'll think it. I will think it.
But you just won't verbalise it.
I know it's not my business.
To
go and ask people questions.
I don't think girls are as forthcoming as guys would in that aspect. Especially when it comes to like your body, your age, your appearance.
I think, like, because a lot of females do, unless you're like an elderly Jamaican grandma, a lot of females know that that's like, or an elderly African grandma.
An elder. Yeah.
You just don't talk about
their rules are different.
Women. Their rules are different. They are. You put on weight. You lost weight.
Yeah,
you look lanky.
Yeah.
You look this. You look
everything. You're getting
you're pregnant.
Cuss.
Everything.
Every
is
cuss
like,
under the sun.
Thanks. And how are you today?
Yeah. I'm literally just trying to live.
Yeah, you could be on some healthy lifestyle when your nan will tell you about yourself. Like, oh, you put on weight or this, or your chin's looking like, a bit heavy.
I just came here to make sure you're all right. Yeah. I've ruined everything. Yeah. Or like, you know, them aunties that aren't even your aunties, and it's like. Yeah. Check for your husband because he's been at the bloody Ladbrokes.
At the gathering trying to look like, in, chat to all the young girls. Like, yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Watch your own gut.
Watch your own gut.
No, because points were made. Because more time, they're not in shape.
Well, this is the thing. But they're here doing judgy to everybody else.
I love it.
Like, it is what it is. But yeah, no, I just work out. I work out for fitness, for my mental health is really good, and I just try and keep on top of it. But again, like, going back to the whole being real about it, I will always, like, you know, talk on Insta about, you know, the truthful aspects of it. And yeah, I may, you know, look a certain way, or people may say, oh, like, your body looks like this or that or the other. I still have my moments.
Yeah,
I'm going through that moment at the minute, and I think sometimes people think, oh, but you shouldn't, or oh, but you can't, because you look a particular way. And it's like, no, anyone can feel any particular way about themselves. And I think, especially when you know you and you know how you feel at your best, it's okay to feel a little bit shit sometimes if you don't feel that way. But also know that your mind can play tricks on you. And just to, even if you are on a certain path, still pay yourself compliments and still, you know, receive the compliments and talk nice things to yourself. But I think as long as everything's done, you know, in moderation, and you're doing things for a healthy reason and all of that kind of stuff, like, you're on to a win.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It took me a long time to realize that that people who I think have like the perfect body could be really unhappy with their body.
Right, yeah.
Like, I always thought people that were like slim, like naturally petite and slim, like when they're like, I hate my body, I'd be like, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you've got abs by doing nothing. Like, that's just you. And they're like, oh, but I don't like this. And I'm like, but you don't have a right to say that. It took me such a long time. Like, Amber, shut up. They have a right to say whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like, and then I realized that everyone has a view of themselves, no matter what I might think is perfect. The person next to me might not think it's perfect or whatever, whatever. Like, some people might like my body, and I'm like, I don't like mine, though. But, like, some people might, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
don't realise how much you might have that people want, and you want
this is it.
People have.
We're all going through it, man. Life's hard.
Trust me. But, but since seeing your photos, I'm going to.
No, yeah, same. I think I'm going to start on Monday.
I feel like, you know, I'm not going to play myself any games. just let this year fucking end, because like, where am I going this
Christmas
year?
Is coming. Do you know what I mean? The chocolates are coming out.
There's no point. Well, why are we pretending?
You know what? I feel where like are we going I feel like Monday? What I need to do is I need to ease myself in. So you're at 5 days. I'm going to start with one.
One. Yeah.
Okay. One.
Do you know what I would say as well? Is do things that you like. Like, I am like one of those people. I'm literally like a gym whore. I'm a fitness whore. So I'll just go to different classes. So I took myself to a class in Enfield, base boxing. With a bunch of lads, like one girl a class, like me and another girl a class, it's bloody great. Like an hour just going at it. It's honestly, I never realised how unfit.
Passion in her.
Yeah.
I never realised how unfit I was. I mean, I realised how unfit I was walking up those stairs at the side of this. That's what I'm going to the fourth floor as well. It's a killer. And doing that class, honestly, I feel like I'm going to go into a cardiac arrest about 100 times throughout. Aww. But it is so good. But I'll do that. I'll go and take myself off to HIIT classes, kickboxing classes, pole dancing, hoop, aerial yoga, all these different things. And I think it's just about finding what you like and what sets you going.
The issue isn't even actually...
It's just getting there.
Getting there. You just got to get there.
It's just getting
psych
there.
Yourself
because
up.
If I'm there, then... I'm fine.
Yeah.
I love the class. I used to do step.
Step's great.
Oh my god, I love a bit of step. And we used to have some Latino. Oh, she was sick. I'd be like, shake. Yeah. I'd be sweating with the grandmas and everything. It was great. But it's literally getting there.
Yeah.
That. Where do you find your motivation? What is your motivation to get there, other than having a banging body?
Do you know what? I do know that especially if I'm having a bad day,
I know
the gym will make me feel great coming out of it. And honestly, I can't say, unless I felt super ill, there's probably like, and that being the exception, every time that I've gone to the gym and I felt a little bit rotten, like in my mood, I've always walked away from it being like, yeah, ready to conquer the world. So I'd probably say, yeah, mental health is probably one of the reasons that keeps me going. Looking good at the end of it, of course. And just feeling great as well. Learning a new skill or trying to like challenge yourself at something. Or like, I'm really into my weight training at the minute. And I used to hate doing leg day. And now I love it because I'm like, it's a challenge for me. It's a challenge to like keep going up in weight. And my boyfriend's a bodybuilder. So I think he keeps me inspired.
I mean, that helps.
That helps. Does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So now you mentioned it. We didn't. I was gonna mention it, but like I was gonna wait. So as much as we talk about like lifestyle things and fashion, we're very into talking about boys,
okay,
and dating and stuff. So how long have you been with your boyfriend?
It's all kicking off.
It's all kicking off now.
Oh, it's all happening. I have been with him for coming up to a year.
Nice.
Yeah, so we first started chatting in August last year, so it is still very kind of like early days. It is still very new. But yeah, it'll be a year kind of like officially since January, coming up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's almost like it's been a bit of a, like a lockdown.
Yeah.
Lockdown love.
Lockdown love.
Yeah, which is really weird to say because we've like been in and out of lockdown together.
Oh.
Rule breaking rebel. You know when Boris was like, you can't go and see your friend, you can't go and see your loved one if you're at another home.
Bye Boris.
Like, really?
Mate, Boris was...
Not when Matt Hancock was doing...
Hanky panky.
Yeah. Every time someone says his name, I just see that. No. And I can't get it
it's
out.
So disgusting. No.
He's like...
Yeah. Oh, it's just so gross.
Such an animal.
Oh, no. So, yeah, lockdown relationship, which is really... nuts.
That's mad. Mm,
that's mad.
Yeah.
And prior to the relationship, were you a dater?
Yes. I mean, I've had a lot of frogs, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I've had the frogs.
It's
character building. You get to know what it is that you want, what it is that you don't want.
I mean, that's very important. Yeah. That's very, very important.
Definitely. And I was dating.
What advice would you give to girls that are out here navigating the landscape, trying to find a prince?
One thing that I would say is social media is bullshit. Based on the fact that this whole thing of he has to get me a designer bag and he has to do this for me, and I don't date a guy unless he does this, this, and this. Like, it's all absolute trash. Mm. Like, at the end of the day, all we want as human beings is love.
Yeah.
To be loved and to love. That doesn't come with a price tag. It doesn't come with... No, but it's true. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you just... And it's not to say that you can't have a standard.
Yeah.
Because for me, I got into a habit of getting into relationships with guys where I was the provider.
Right.
Where I was the one that was taking care of them. I was the one that was transferring funds into their account if they were running low. And it's not to say that there's anything wrong with that per se, but I think especially when you get to a point in your life where you're doing things for yourself and you're trying to bet yourself, you're trying to, you know, save for a mortgage or do this and the other, you do kind of want somebody who is on that same level, journey on that and can match you at that. Of course, if they're, you know, slightly above that, then great. But yeah, this whole thing of, you know, designer bags and this and that and the other, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it because I feel like a lot of it is a facade. A lot of it is very superficial.
It's not attainable.
It's not attainable. Mm. And to be honest, I know girls that are escorts. I know girls that say that kind of stuff. They're single. They're saying to me, oh, George, like, I'd so love to be in a relationship. Or, oh, is there any advice that you can give? Or, oh, like, I can't wait for my... And I'm there just going like this. Okay. Because, you know, it's unrealistic what you're wanting.
Yeah.
If you just nip that in the bud and just say, look, I'm looking for, you know, an amazing person who can provide me with love and I can love them. And, you know, if they are financially well equipped, then that's a bonus.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I would say piece of advice would be to not watch social media and do you. You know, love who you love for that reason alone and whatever. And I think as well, one of the best things is that I would say is don't go looking for it. Let it happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're constantly on the search and on the prowl, you'll just get a lot of shit. And then
frogs. When
it's supposed to happen, it will happen.
Not even frogs, you get slugs, bro.
You'll get slugs, innit? dirty slugs.
Dirty, slimy slugs.
Yeah.
I hate men so much.
No, the streets are actually
the streets are so terrible right now.
Yeah,
because the amount of girls that are great, that have great
that's the
values and morals and so much about them compared to the guys, the ratio is so off.
The caliber of guys.
Or maybe there are, but they're hiding. Where are you at?
Yeah. I think they're at home playing Fortnite or something. They don't go out.
Probably.
It's like, what am I meant to do? Knock on every door. Like, fucking come out.
I know.
So
am I supposed to be on, like, Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, like, oh, God, the dating apps are the worst as well.
You know what? I kind of want to re-download Hinge just for that voice note thing.
It's a new feature.
I've seen about this online.
Yeah,
have you seen that guy? There's this African guy, and he's done a voice note thing as one of his like things on
here. Yeah.
And he's like, don't waste my time. I'm looking for love. Me. If you're not going to message me and meet me, don't waste my time. I was like, do you know what?
I get it.
Literally, if you don't want to go out, if you don't want to go for a drink,
don't message me.
I don't want a pen pal. If I do, I'll get a gel bae.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Quite literally.
Yeah. I'll be gel bae TikTok. I love gel bae.
Oh my God, I love gel bae TikTok.
So my friend was a part of that.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. She, excuse me. She got involved. She started messaging a couple of guys from the States. And then I think his missus found her TikTok. And so she ended up deleting it and cutting.
Oh, was she posting like videos of
them? Yeah, she was like proper involved in the jail bay TikTok thing. Oh, yeah, prison bay it was called. Hashtag
prison bay. Yeah, prison bay.
Yeah, it was hilarious. She's so iconic. She's so...
I need cooler friends. Why did none of our friends like do shit like this?
I actually bought her. I surprised her with socks with her prison bae's face on it. I got them sent to her. No, it's a joke. Like, she was literally egging him on. Like, this whole thing, she just orchestrated.
Oh, it was a joke?
Yeah.
Oh,
poor him. Yeah. Poor him. But she was kind of just egging it on for tick for social media.
Oh, bless him. Well, not bless him. He had a missus.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of them. One of them had a missus. And then the other one, I think she just got weirded out by.
I love it.
I just find it so weird when I'm scrolling on TikTok and I just see a live and it's like inmates.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're dancing. And I'm just like, I'm in the comments like, y'all crazy, where are the cops?
Yeah. Or like they're cooking up, like, I don't know, a cheesecake or something. And you're like...
It's mad. It's like, do you know, it's the UK girls who have like prison bays like in the UK.
Oh, yeah,
well.
There was one. I think I got blocked. I got blocked by, I think her name was Naomi Wise. She's on TikTok.
I love the name drop.
Oh, my God. I got blocked
because I said... hasn't he been sent to prison for like murder?
Right.
Because at first she wasn't disclosing it, but then
was this a Latina girl?
No, her other half is Latino.
Oh, okay, all right.
And this is the gag is coming about all right, that okay, because okay. She even.
Where's my drawing?
But I commented because she must have. I can't remember what it was, but somebody had like mentioned like who he was or whatever, and then I think my friend then searched it because she obviously knew how to go on the systems and stuff because she had her own prison bay. Saw his surname. So I was just like, and bearing in mind, like she's engaged, like she's a fully, like she's a full fiance, and I was just like, oh, like,
engaged to the guy
in the States who's like, yeah, on
in
like,
the he's, States,
yeah, on in the States.
I'm so confused.
And he's been done for murder or whatever it is, and he's got loads of other counts as well. And I was like, oh. Your fiance is Latino. She was like, "What's Latino?" And I'm like, "How does she not even know that her own fiance is Latino?" And then, like in like lives that then went on, she then started saying, "Oh yeah, my fiance is Latino."
Oh, go away!
Oh my God! But yeah, basically, I got blocked because. I must have dropped in there like, oh, but I swear he's in for like murder.
I love that you two are up in the TikTok comments.
Oh, yeah. I'm always in the TikTok.
I was watching the TikTok for that. I don't usually go do the comments. The other day I looked, this one for a big head is just in the comments. But yappa. I'm like, oh my God. She's, because I know you say you're in the comments, but like you just don't expect to
you
see
know what it,
it
is? Because I feel like it's a two-way experience. Like, I watch it, I get to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just watch it and just cack laugh to myself. I need to like react out loud in the comments.
And it's so it like TikTok, I don't know why, but it just feels so much more personal than going on Insta Live. Like I feel like Insta's had its time, but there's just something more intimate about TikTok. I like to get involved in the comments, but now I'm a little bit more careful.
Yeah,
just because your jaws. We don't need you to be getting cancelled.
We need to screenshotting,
right? Naomi Wise, we need to because it's jaws.
Yeah, like I'll just but yeah, I am.
Jaws is doing voiceover for the prison bays.
You know. So yeah, no, I do try and be a bit careful, but yeah, TikTok's fun.
I love it. The prison base. There's this one girl, and do you know what? When I go on a page, I scroll
to the bottom,
and I have to see like the storyline. And she's in the UK, and her man's in the UK, and her man's actually from Sierra Leone.
Aww.
And she's Latina, and she's like, "Come with me to go and see my man's mom. Spend the day with my boyfriend's mom. Yeah. He's in prison," and she's like getting ready and going and chilling and eating, and I'm like. What the fuck?
In what world?
I'm not a ride or die. I'm not a ride or die. I'm so sorry.
You in prison, I'm like, see ya.
I can't.
See ya. Or I'm cheating. I mean, sorry, but I am. I'm cheating.
Like some of these guys are in for like 30 years. Like they're doing like...
And you're going to hold them down?
Putting money on their thing.
On their what?
So sending their pocket money.
Kit Kat at lunch.
Yeah, like...
What kind of life is that?
Asking for VOs. That's it, visiting orders. VOs.
No, that's not the life I want to do.
You said my VO, babe. You said my VO. Shut up.
No.
In prison.
It's not a life for me, I'll tell you that.
I can't do it.
I can't even do long distance.
I can't even. You know? I'm in Northwest, even like
south,
if you're in South, I'm
mad.
Like, that ain't happening.
Nah.
Because I'm not going.
Yeah, no.
I'm not doing it.
Nah.
If you're not within max 30-minute drive, and even that's a lot.
I'll push to 45, I think. 40.
Okay.
You will. Yeah, 40 is right.
Right, 40. Okay.
What time of day are we talking? What time of day are we talking?
It's 2 in the morning and you're just like, I need me some meat. Right?
You're driving.
What is wrong with you?
Like, no. Okay, fine. Let's just say that. Like, I want to get dicked down. All right, okay. Let me make it all nice, whatever. 45 minutes. By the time you get there, you're over it.
What time of day? True. If it's like 45 minutes in the day, at night, it's a good like 25, 30.
Yeah, if we're doing Lewis Hamilton.
That's true. Not with these ULEZ and...
Oh, God. I live in ULEZ though now. It's peak.
Oh, do you?
I got to meet guys that have efficient cars. Oh, otherwise, they ain't coming to see
he's
me.
He's going
to
be sending the invoice. God. He's going to be like, £12.50, please.
Literally. Yeah. They ain't coming
cover
to see me.
No,
yeah, literally.
No access.
How sad is that?
Ain't right.
It ain't right.
Do you know why as well they're extending the ULEZ? Because they thought they were going to make money from it. They've lost like 600 million.
Yeah, they made like 6 million less than they
less
thought they
than
would.
They thought they would because everyone's car is actually like ULEZ compatible.
Idiots. This is like, I'm just so sick of this country trying to make money from us in any single way
it's
that
not
they
working.
Can. Like, I'm over it. Stop.
No, it's not right.
It doesn't work.
I ain't got no money to give, to be honest. I'm at that point.
Like, I'm sick of it.
I'm a TFL babe through and through.
Yeah, but even toes. That, they try and hike up the prices.
Yeah, bus has gone up to £1.55. It was £1.50.
That's yeah, like just by being.
Yeah. Now playing £3.10.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there I'm back. Yeah. Ouch.
That ain't yeah. right.
They just try and hike
Sadiq.
Up.
Sadiq.
So you were on the panel for the Movos.
Yeah.
What was that like?
That was really cool. Like, when I got the email to say that they wanted me on the voting panel, I was just like, what? Okay, cool.
So what does that entail? Like, what do you do?
So you get...
yeah.
What's the job?
What do you
What's
do?
The job spec?
So you get sent through, like, a pre-nominees list of, you know, candidates that are in the runnings to potentially be in the categories.
Sorry, I'm going to be stopping
Go
and
on.
Starting.
That's all right.
Who... Are these candidates picked by, no, not by the public. It's picked by...
I guess it's by a panel,
like, by,
maybe.
Like, charts and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think
okay.
maybe by a panel from yeah. the Mobos that okay. kind of
make the
whittle it
list.
Down
yeah,
and
yeah.
then they then send it out and get, you know, the extended panel to pick and choose. So, yeah, it was literally just a case of kind of going through the different categories and just selecting who I thought, you know, best represented or had a really good year in music that year or X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, it was a real interesting process. And I think the nominees got announced, was it last week or something?
Yeah.
Last week. And it's really strong. Really good. Oh,
yeah.
Do
you know
really
how
good
I
artists.
Picture, how does it work? Because I picture it like, you know...
I mean, it was all online.
Oh, because I
yeah,
thought they were sitting down.
I thought there would be some
everyone
of that
in the room.
And, like, and the face comes up and you're like, yes,
no,
finished.
No, it's like you have board. You know when you go to vote and you're yeah. like in that space and you have
oh,
board.
Oh, you're so
and you're,
funny.
Like, you've got headphones, you're listening to everything. You're like,
no.
Your imagination is so interesting.
I know. Sorry. I take it to the next level.
I thought that there would be a panel and we'd be sat down discussing and, you know, go for it. But it was very COVID friendly.
It's mainly because of COVID.
It was online.
COVID,
yeah. I don't know how they'd done it in previous years, but it was all online, really straightforward to just submit and then off you go.
So are you, so then I'm assuming you're going to the Movos as well.
Waiting on my email.
It's coming.
Waiting on my email.
Check the junk. Refresh.
Do you know what you need to do? Manifest it. So what are you wearing?
Yeah, I need to think of an outfit.
I
love doing
the
that.
The purple dress.
Oh, from the premiere the other night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The premiere
King
dress.
King Richard. Yeah.
Can we talk about your style? Sorry, I feel like we're just missing like a lot of things. How would you describe your personal style? Because I have a take.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I actually don't know because I will mix it up. Like some days, like I can be bummy, but still whack on a cheeky little lash. Mm. Most of the times I'm in active wear because I'm probably at some point going to go to the gym that day. But then I love to do glitz and glamour, throw on a cheeky House of CB.
Yeah.
You know, some
and
ego
she does it well.
Wow.
And she does it well.
With a cheeky lash and a face beat.
Because
and...
I almost bought the dress, you know.
Which dress? The purple one.
The purple one. I saw it and I was like, that dress is... Because, you know, I bet if I saw it online, it doesn't look like that.
Do you know? Exactly. Exactly.
See
and
they
then
don't
when,
do it justice.
When you put it on...
How's what's it? Connie? Connor?
Connor, yeah.
Connie Chow.
Model, bruv.
Send her some clothes,
Send her
please.
Send some clothes, please. Because...
No, I have to say, House of CB are very good. They are very good to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
so good.
I've known Connor for a while as well. I've been supporting the brand since it was... Celeb Boutique.
Right, right.
Celeb, them band.
Yeah. The band,
the elastic and the big zips down the back.
She's been doing her thing from time. And I've been supporting the brand of time. So it's really nice to be able to kind of like work alongside these brands when it comes to things like that. And she's been really amazing, which is great. And yeah, the brand is fantastic. And I think it's nice because there's only like, what? I think that brand is probably at the top for like dresses that look just beautifully expensive and like red carpet style, but not also having to spend like
so much
your life savings on it, which is a really nice kind of like happy medium. Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't know how I would describe myself.
I would describe it as sexy, but welcoming.
Yeah,
because you know sometimes it's sexy. It could be like she's so standoffish, like she's not stush. Like I would actually approach her, but hey, George, that's what I'm talking. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
that. That's nice. I love that. I'm going to take that one home with me. Yeah. I like that. Sexy, but welcoming.
But welcoming.
Like, this is so cute.
Yeah, I know.
I love this.
This cheeky little get up.
Where are we from? So we are the Paris.
Paris Saint-Germain.
Is that the football?
Yeah, PSG.
PSG.
This is PSG. Yeah. But yeah, no, I just wear whatever. Whatever I like. I do like experimenting every now and again. But yeah, I like expression. I like expression through clothes. I love to feel sexy. I love to, you know, I love to walk into a room and just feel that sass and that energy.
That's the best thing. When you know when you walk into a room, you're like, I know.
You feel great.
Yeah.
I'm that bitch.
Yeah, but also welcoming.
Because that's very important.
Yeah, not walking in with a face of a slapped ass.
We don't like them girls.
It's like, I know I'm paying, but you can talk to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm 10-10, but you're cool. You can chat to me.
Oh my God, George, our new cousin. I've had so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This has been such a breath of fresh air.
Breathe it in.
Do you know what? Now when I watch her TikToks, I'm going to be like, I fucking know this.
That's my friend. That's my cousin. That's my cousin.
She's on the podcast. I'm going to stick by her.
Even if they cancel her for TikTok comments. Yeah. I'll be like, free Jules.
I'll be out here, prison bay.
When I get blocked, you'll be like, free Jules. You've done nothing wrong.
I'll be sending her Kit Kat money.
From TikTok prison.
No, but hopefully we may see you at Represent. We are training at Represent.
We're training, yes. Hey,
amazing.
I love that.
We're trying to gatecrash
the Christmas party.
Yeah.
We've been like hounding Nathan, so like we're like, so where's the invite?
I've never been.
Where are we gonna go?
By choice?
Do you know what? Like, there is no excuse.
Do you know what it is?
There is no excuse.
She gets invited to so many things.
Yeah, she's booked and busy. She got to filter the events.
Yeah.
All right, Jules, tell us where they can find you, anything you got coming up that we should look out for.
Shameless plug, please.
Shameless plug. So it's at Jords, JOURDS with an underscore at the end. Get the spelling correct. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I don't really use that too much. That's the main ones. Yeah. What have I got coming up? I couldn't tell you because things change on a weekly basis, literally. So whether it's a premiere, I mean, one thing that I do have every single week is my show on Represent Radio every Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock. I usually go on TikTok live as well at the same time. But yeah, apart from that, all my content I put up on social media. So you'll be able to see the behind the scenes of voiceovers, premieres as and when I get invited to them, events as and when I go to them. And yeah, hopefully the best is yet to come.
Woohoo!
I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Have you on here soon again. Yay. We'll see you soon again. How do we end up?
No, because I feel like I just missed out my segment. So I'm just going to pretend that we didn't just end the episode. So guys, it's come to that time of the episode where we give you guys item of the week.
Oh yeah, new!
So for any new listeners, item of the week is where we share a fashion item that's been on our wish list to give you guys some fashion inspiration. And also, if you wanted to treat us, you can buy it for us as well.
We'll send you the PO box. Do you have an item of the week?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I bought the item like a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's okay.
Or maybe a month ago.
That's
yeah, it's
right.
on my Insta.
Because she got it like that.
I got it like that. it was from Women's Wear. Ooh, the WMN.
Yes. Yeah, 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 we actually have them on before.
Yes. So them, I got like a two-piece top and skirt. Really funky.
Is it a white one?
Edgy, the white one.
The kind of asymmetric yeah. one. Yes.
Let me try get
that
the name
one.
Of it.
It's giving me funk. It's giving me chic. It's giving me sexy.
All of their pieces are really sexy. They look very sculpted.
Oh, this one. Yes. It's called the this one.
No.
It's one white.
The skirt.
With a skirt. Oh wait, almost long skirt.
Yeah.
Wait,
you lot continue
this
talking.
One.
Is that?
Ooh. Yeah, you know, exactly. George's got the body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Right, yaddy, so this yaddy. Is the Swish white double layered mesh two-piece set, and it's £80. Not bad, you know.
Yeah. It's not bad, is it?
Mm-mm.
It's not bad.
Black
home,
sustained.
I like that. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't want to make false claims.
You're so annoying. Just
in case.
I don't know. What? Go look for your item of the week.
I know, I forgot mine.
Right, so I'm going to do mine. So it's very cold outside, so we need to get the jackets. And you know me, I love a jacket. I love a weird jacket. So this is a vegan leather puffer jacket, dark brown patch. It's called Hide, and it's from a brand called Nanushka.
Oh, nice.
So it's like patchwork, but it's brown, like different shades of brown. You've got that leather, and it's puffer, and it's warm. Mm-hmm. It's on sale. I mean, it was going for $5.65 GBP, and it's now $2.83. It's like 50% off, kind of, maybe.
£2.83?
£2.80.
Oh,
yeah, I kind of wish it was £2.80.
Oh, my God, sorry, because I was like, what?
It's not shine or sheen.
So, yeah. They might make it soon. Might be £2.83.
Wait for that.
No, literally. So, yeah, this is definitely a wish list item. One day.
Mine is actually attainable. And the thing is, I've been looking at this item for a minute. Do you know, it's not even expensive. I don't know why I haven't just bought it. But you know those things like, you look.
Yeah.
Like, I want it,
and then
I
when
not,
you go back, it's sold out.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn.
I've been looking at this for a few months, and I think I should just get it. But it's from Mars Label.
Cute.
And it's their chocolate satin bodysuit with removable sleeves.
Ooh, removable sleeves. That's different.
Oh, I like that.
Right. So you can wear it different ways.
Oh. Yeah. And then the back's a bit like that.
And they've got the trousers as well.
Yeah, they've got satin trousers. Look at the trousers.
Ooh. No. I'm
and
getting
the trousers
that.
Are £30 as well.
I'm getting that.
The trousers are £30 too.
Yes.
And hang on. Wait, I'm not fucking done yet. They've got in other colours as well. Hang on, what
I
colour?
I do like the chocolate, though.
The chocolate's so nice.
Yeah, on the skin it looks.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah. Ooh. It's like warm.
Yeah,
I love
coming
that.
Up like a galaxy.
Yes.
Kit Kat.
And then you get the bronzer on you and you're shimmering. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So that's my item.
Let me see that
week.
Again.
Oh, my God. Let me unlock. Right.
Guys, if you want to have a look as well, head over to Silent City Diaries Instagram, where we post all the items of the week, and also silentcitydiaries.com, where you can get the direct links to all the items.
And if you do want to buy it for us,
let us know.
Christmas is round the corner.
Oh, yeah, Christmas is round the corner.
We will send you our PO box. We say that every week.
We don't even have a PO box.
We don't even have a PO box.
But watch, one day you're going to get somebody like, I don't know, called Alan that DMs you going, oh, I would love to.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's been so real. Thank you so much.
And we will see you soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.